When Dinosaurs Ruled the Earth. They met in the visitor building, two stories high and all glass, with exposed black anodized girders and supports. Grant found it determinedly high-tech. There was a small auditorium, dominated by a robot Tyrannosaurus Rex, poised menacingly by the entrance to an exhibit area labeled When Dinosaurs Ruled the Earth. Farther on were other displays, What is a Dinosaur? And The Mesozoic World. But the exhibits weren't completed. There were wires and cables all over the floor. Gennaro climbed up on the stage and talked to Grant, Ellie, and Malcolm, his voice echoing slightly in the room. Hammond sat in the back, his hands folded across his chest.
We're about to tour the facilities, Gennaro said. I'm sure Mr. Hammond and his staff will show everything in the best light. Before we go, I wanted to review why we are here, and what I need to decide before we leave. Basically, as you all realize by now, this is an island in which genetically engineered dinosaurs have been allowed to move in a natural park-like setting, forming a tourist attraction. The attraction isn't open to tourists yet, but it will be in a year. Now, my question for you is a simple one. Is this island safe? Is it safe for visitors? And is it safely containing the dinosaurs? Gennaro turned down the room lights. There are two pieces of evidence which we have to deal with. First of all, there is Dr. Grant's identification of a previously unknown dinosaur on the Costa Rican mainland. This dinosaur is known only from a partial fragment. It was found in July of this year, after it supposedly bit an American girl on a beach. Dr. Grant can tell you more later. I've asked for the original fragment, which is in a lab in New York, to be flown here so that we can inspect it directly. Meanwhile, there is a second piece of evidence. Costa Rica has an excellent medical service, and it tracks all kinds of data. Beginning in March, there were reports of lizards biting infants in their cribs, and also, I might add, biting old people who were sleeping soundly. These lizard bites were sporadically reported in coastal villages from Ismaloya to Punta Arenas. After March, lizard bites were no longer reported. However, I have this graph from the Public Health Service in San Jose of infant mortality in the towns of the West Coast earlier this year. I direct your attention to two features of this graph, Gennaro said. First, infant mortality is low in the months of January and February, then spikes in March, then it's low again in April. But from May onward, it is high, right through July, the month the American girl was bitten. The Public Health Service feels that something is now affecting infant mortality, and it is not being reported by the workers in the coastal villages. The second feature is the puzzling bi-weekly spiking, which seems to suggest some kind of alternating phenomenon is at work. The lights came back on. All right, Gennaro said. That's the evidence I want explained. Now, are there any... We can save ourselves a great deal of trouble, Malcolm said. I'll explain it for you now.
You will? Gennaro said.
Yes, Malcolm said. First of all, animals have very likely gotten off the island.
Oh, balls, Hammond growled from the back.
And second, the graph from the Public Health Service is almost certainly unrelated to any animals that have escaped.
Grant said, how do you know that?
You'll notice that the graph alternates between high and low spikes, Malcolm said. That is characteristic of many complex systems. For example, water dripping from a tap. If you turn on the faucet just a little, you'll get a constant drip, drip, drip. But if you open it a little more, so that there's a bit of turbulence in the flow, then you'll get alternating large and small drops. Drip, drip, drip. Drip, like that. You can try it yourself. Turbulence produces alternation. It's a signature. And you will get an alternating graph like this for the spread of any new illness in a community.
But why do you say it isn't caused by escaped dinosaurs? Grant said.
Because it is a non-linear signature, Malcolm said. You need hundreds of escaped dinosaurs to cause it, and I don't think hundreds of dinosaurs have escaped. So I conclude that some other phenomenon, such as a new variety of flu, is causing the fluctuations you see in the graph.
Gennaro said, But you think the dinosaurs have escaped? Probably, yes. Why?
Because of what you are attempting here. Look, this island is an attempt to recreate a natural environment from the past, to make an isolated world where extinct creatures roam freely, correct?
Yes.
But from my point of view, such an undertaking is impossible. The mathematics are so self-evident that they don't need to be calculated. It's rather like my asking you whether, on $1 billion in income, you had to pay tax. You wouldn't need to pull out your calculator to check. You'd know tax was owed. And similarly, I know overwhelmingly that one cannot successfully duplicate nature in this way, or hope to isolate it.
Why not? After all, there are zoos.
Zoos don't recreate nature, Malcolm said. Let's be clear. Zoos take the nature that already exists and modify it very slightly to create holding pens for animals. Even those minimal modifications often fail. The animals escape with regularity. But a zoo is not a model for this park. This park is attempting something far more ambitious than that, something much more akin to making a space station on Earth.
Gennaro shook his head. I don't understand.
Well, it's very simple. Except for the air, which flows freely, everything about this park is meant to be isolated. Nothing gets in, nothing out. The animals kept here are never to mix with the greater ecosystems of Earth. They are never to escape.
And they never have, Hammond snorted.
Such isolation is impossible, Malcolm said flatly. It simply cannot be done.
It can. It's done all the time.
I beg your pardon, Malcolm said, but you don't know what you're talking about.
You arrogant little snot, Hammond said.
He stood and walked out of the room.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, Gennaro said.
I'm sorry, Malcolm said, but the point remains. What we call nature is in fact a complex system of far greater subtlety than we are willing to accept. We make a simplified image of nature, and then we botch it up. I'm no environmentalist, but you have to understand what you don't understand. How many times must the point be made? How many times must we see the evidence? We build the Aswan Dam and claim it is going to revitalize the country. Instead, it destroys the fertile Nile Delta, produces parasitic infestation, and wrecks the Egyptian economy. We build a...
Excuse me, Gennaro said, but I think I hear the helicopter. That's probably the sample for Dr. Grant to look at.
He started out of the room. They all followed.